From inside the Bloxburg's house, a rather undampened banging and crashing could be heard. What could it be? Bernard Bloxburg, who was still lying in his warm, cozy bed, woke from a deep sleep with a start. The first thing he saw, in his confusion, was the alarm clock, 5:30. For goodness sake, who was making such a noise at this early hour? At that moment, there was another loud crash. It came from downstairs. Burglars, Bernard thought, and rolled over to wake Barbara. But her side of the bed was empty. What? Was Barbara already downstairs? Or was she being kidnapped by the burglars at that very moment? With his mind full of terrible thoughts and his heart thumping hard in his chest, Bernard crept slowly down the stairs. And then he saw her in the middle of the living room. A dark figure, disguised in many layers of clothes, her face half hidden by a woolly hat and ski goggles. Well, at least she wasn't very big, but still.
Hands up, or I'll call the police,
Bernard threatened the intruder. Daddy, it's me, the little witch called out.
Oh, Bibi, it's you,
Bernard said, obviously relieved.
I'm sorry, I broke 2 flower pots, Bibi said.
Then she explained to her father that she had first knocked one of the plants off the windowsill, then the other, trying to get her skis onto her shoulder.
But I'll use magic to make them whole again in a moment, Bibi offered,
stretching her hands out towards the shards, ready to cast a spell.
No, no magic, especially not so early in the morning,
Bernard said firmly. Then he asked his daughter what in the world she was doing with her skis in the living room.
I'm waiting for Sheba, Bibi said.
At 5 in the morning? Bernard said, rather puzzled.
We have a ski lesson with Wally, Bibi explained.
Wally? Who is Wally?
Bernard was getting more and more confused.
She's Paula's twin sister. Maybe you know them? They both have pointy noses and they live in the Twilight Mountains, in a house with lots of lacy doilies everywhere.
No, Bernard didn't know any witches with pointy noses and lace doilies. And to be honest, neither did he want to get to know them.
And where is your mother?
Bernard interrupted the stream of words coming out of Bibi's mouth.
She's in the Twilight Forest. You knew that she wanted to spend the night with Aunt Manya so that she could help her clean up after the festival and take the fire bowl back to the mountain.
Oh, yes. Now Bernard remembered. Yesterday had been the witch's winter sun festival. In the past few days, Bibi and Barbara had spoken about nothing else. The little witch started telling her father colorful stories about the party that had taken place in the Twilight Forest the day before.
It was wonderful. We danced around the fire until late into the night, while the snowflakes swirled around us,
Bibi told her father excitedly. The doorbell rang, and Bibi ran to open it.
Hello, Sheba,
little witch greeted the bundled-up form who stood at the door with skis over her shoulders and a motorized broom in her hand.
Hey, Bloxburg, time for the zigzag ski swing, the triple snowbee somersault, and the cactus spine maneuver,
Sheba greeted her friend.
I'm ready,
Bibi said, quickly pulling on her gloves. Then, with her skis over her shoulder, she got onto Apple Pie, and with a quick bye-bye, Daddy, she and Sheba whizzed off.
But, Bibi, what about the flower pots?
Bernard called out after his daughter. But the little witch was already out of earshot.
Do I have to do everything around here?
He grumbled as he went to fetch a broom and dustpan from the kitchen to clean up the mess on the living room floor. When he had finished sweeping, he picked up the 2 plants that had fallen on the floor. Immediately, he let out a loud, "Ow!" At that time of the morning, he wasn't wearing his glasses, so he hadn't noticed that the plants were slumber cucumbers, cacti with nasty, prickly spines. Bernard dropped the plants onto the floor again and ran upstairs to the bathroom, yowling all the way. He began pulling the spines out of his fingers with loud shouts of pain. But he wouldn't have wasted so much energy on moaning and complaining if he had known that this wasn't going to be the only unpleasantness.